This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Monday, the 12th of April. My name is Audrey Raj, and joining me virtually today is
Christine Wong.
Christine, how have you been? It's been ages since we've been in a room together.
It really has been. I think it's been over a year now.
It has. I love seeing you on the screen today. On the show today, we are going to be talking about online fitness classes. And we are also going to be talking about the data leak on Clubhouse, as well as how in the very near future, we would not have to stand in line when we check into our hotels because everything is going to be contactless, right? Mm-hmm. Also on the show today, we have a bit of David Bowie, The Vines, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. But of course, the question we are asking you today is...
Do you feel you should pay the same membership fees for online fitness classes, and why or why not?
Yes, you can get in touch with us via WhatsApp at BFM Radio. It is a Monday. 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, online fitness classes were first thought to be a temporary placeholder at the beginning of the pandemic last year, but now they seem to be here to stay. However, online fitness classes, are they worth the same fees as in real life classes, or is that something that the fitness industry has to adjust? So clubs are ramping up their online offerings to reach members who have realize that they like exercising at home, you know, people like me. In the US, Lifetime, which brands itself as a luxury athletic resort, they are offering more than 600 live streamed classes a week, with several hundred more available via on-demand recordings. As it ratchets up production, the company is eyeing as many as 1,000 live stream classes a week in everything from yoga to cycling, strength training to cardio workouts, and Lifetime is far from the only US club making this move.
Yeah, so obviously technological innovations including Zoom, YouTube, FaceTime, even Google Meet, for example, have opened the online door to small independent clubs as well. And there are even individual trainers who've gotten into the act, and even the companies that make exercise equipment are now also offering streaming and on-demand classes like Peloton. Mm. Fitness clothing companies have gotten into the market too, with Nike launching its training club app and Reebok offering wellness sessions as well as exercise lessons. Yeah. And of course, there are also the video offerings that are around before the pandemic, but that have stepped up production as well.
Yeah. Now, this is not strictly a US phenomenon. A recent report by British-based AMA Research, which tracks trends in healthcare, said that interest in online fitness classes is growing worldwide and predicted that the gains will continue at least through 2025. Now, they say online fitness courses are rapidly gaining popularity due to the growing health awareness among people, increased internet penetration, and rise in smartphone users. You know, everyone from children to adults are apparently taking huge interest in online fitness courses.
Yeah, and various economic analysts are predicting that even after the pandemic all clear is sounded, whenever that may be, many people will continue to work from home at least part-time. And that means that many people will likely continue to exercise from home. No one expects the in-club classes to disappear. They're still a major draw. But having the classes available online lets people choose which ones they want to attend in person and which are better squeezed into a busy schedule by connecting remotely.
Yeah, so like I mentioned earlier, I'm one of those people who have found the joys of working out from home, you know, doing it in my room. I initially struggled with this, and I felt I really miss going to the gym. But now I've gotten used to it, and I really enjoy it. And I can do it at any time of the day, and also not feel a bit malula, you know, sometimes when you can't do some things right. What about you, Chris? Have you tried online fitness classes?
I'm the first person to say that I have never in my life ever once said I missed going to the gym. generally speaking, I'm not a big class person. I kind of like to joke that I don't like people telling me what to do. But also generally speaking, I prefer doing things on my own time anyway. And I quite enjoy doing solo things. Like I'll walk or I'll do like a jog occasionally. The rare jog happens. So already for me, online classes were not really a big draw. But now that I know that they are available to me, it may be something that I choose to look at in the future.
Yeah. Now, also during the pandemic, last year, we spoke to multiple gym operators about how, you know, taking their classes online has affected business. Because obviously, when you don't have people coming in, then they start thinking, you know, especially during the pandemic, when you cannot physically go to the gym, they start rethinking, oh, how am I spending my money? And the gym fees mm-hmm. are just, you know, they're not needed anymore. And so they start cutting their membership. And so we heard how many gyms around the Klang Valley, especially, was suffering because of the pandemic. Now, we thought we'd get an idea about the membership fee structure and how it works behind the scenes from a gym operator's point of view. So we have on the line with us right now, Kamal Hazri. He's the operator of the F45 training franchise. He runs the KL Gateway branch. Kamal, thanks for staying on the line with us. Now, maybe we can start off with your virtual class offerings. What do you offer right now?
F45 offers virtual classes through our dedicated app. And in there, the member has a right to choose whether they want to attend a scheduled class or make the time available that is at any particular time, which is obviously not a scheduled class, but they can have access to the content. It is available as both body weight, full equipment, and also recovery sessions.
Right. And how do these virtual class fees compare to the ones for in-person classes?
Virtual class fees in F45 are at a reduced rate versus the in-person classes for obvious reasons. We try as much as we can to maintain the same level of connectivity, but it is essentially much more difficult. So in that sense, we work the prices to reduce the impact.
Kamal, have the in-person class fees changed also, or why or why not?
Our in-person class fees have not changed because simply that the program is still ongoing. There's no significant change in terms of the content. However, of course, we have made significant changes to reflect the current SOP. The experience, the activities, the challenges that we put into our program remain the same.
So why did you decide to price this in this way?
We have a two-tier price system, obviously, for the virtual and in-studio experience. Simply, you cannot compare to coming to the studio, the camaraderie that we have, and also the availability of equipment that is purpose-built for the program.
Right.
However, at home, some people have equipment, some people don't, so we have to cater for that. And in the end, the experience is a little reduced. And hence we said, okay, let's manage the pricing so that it reflects this. And true enough, most of the feedback has been positive, and there's always the ongoing banter to try and find what is the right piece of equipment to replace a barbell, a dumbbell that you find in the studio, and that's always part of the fun.
Right. Now, how were these changes to your classes and fees? How were they communicated to your customers?
The main communication method that we use is obviously through the various social media channels that we already operate. And also, we have a lot of personal connection between our trainers and our members. And it is pretty much a family. So there is the ongoing family WhatsApp chats, for example, that continuously populated. And a lot of updates also go through this channel.
Right. You touched upon it briefly earlier, but I mean, what was member feedback like for all these changes?
Overall, the feedback from our members, as always, has been very, very positive, and they're deeply appreciative of the content that we developed for virtual activities, which were certainly, we were one of the early implementers of this, and as such, we were able to provide a virtual experience, and then when we went back into the studio, it's certainly something that we felt that we could continue the virtual side. And this is, again, you know, allows people to work out if they cannot come to the studio for whatever reason, maybe schedule conflict or working from home and such. And this is the crux of the offering.
Right. Now, come on, before we let you go, are you going to continue in this hybrid business model once the pandemic is over?
F45 is committed to this hybrid activity of virtual and also in-studio experience, and we don't see any significant changes to be expected post-pandemic. Certainly some schedule changes and time conflicts can be managed, and we feel that there is room for both virtual and in-studio experience at F45. And we really look forward to maintaining the level of service that we've been able to accord our members. And also we look forward to the continuous strong support from them.
Right. Thank you for that, Kamal. That was Kamal Hezri, operator of the F45 training KL Gateway branch. Now, of course, F45 training is a franchise, a gym franchise. But what is it like for a boutique gym operator? You know, what would they have to consider before, you know, making adjustments to their membership fees? You know, we'll speak to the owner of Daily Muscle, Noel Chelia, right after this break. But of course, on the show today, we are asking you...
We are asking you, do you think or do you feel that you should be paying the same membership fees for online fitness classes, and why or why not?
Yes, 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our poll that's happening on Twitter. At BFM Radio is our handle. Also on Instagram, once again, that's at BFM Radio. We'll come back and speak to Noel Chalia from Daily Muscle. But for now, here's David Bowie with Rebel Rebel. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Christine Wong and myself, Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about online fitness classes. And we
are asking
you.
Question that we have, sorry, Oz, is do you feel you should pay the same membership fees for online fitness classes, and why or why not?
Yes, and we have a poll that's happening on Twitter. Chris, let's take a look at the numbers.
So we've currently got 95 votes on the poll, and the majority by far is 76.8% with no, should be cheaper, followed by no, I don't work out, 13.7%, and also very honest of you guys. Thank you very much. Also, we've got 6.3% if they give us equipment, and 3.2% for yes. And we've got a couple responses here on Twitter as well. City Ranger says, to be more precise, I don't work out with online classes, mm-hmm. which fair enough. And we've got Kenny Wong as well, who says, guess it should be cheaper from the victim trainee's perspective, as he or she will not get face-to-face attention, like correcting some steps, poses, and will also need to use their own house or space. I do understand, however, from the trainer's perspective, that effort or resources might remain the same.
Yeah, that's true. So you still have about 39 minutes to get in touch with us and tell us how you feel about this. Do you feel you should pay the same membership fees for online fitness classes? Why or why not? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. So before the break, we spoke to Kamal Hezri, who's the operator of F45 Training KL Gateway. But that is a gym franchise, right? So we thought we'd get the opinion of someone who runs a boutique gym. So we have on the line with us right now, Noel Chelia, who's the owner of Daily Muscle. Now, Noel, you guys call yourselves the gym for people who don't like gyms. What are your virtual class offerings like?
Currently, our offerings is on live stream. We run a program which we call the Heroes at Home. And we've been running our Heroes at Home program from the very start of the first lockdown. So we just a few weeks ago celebrated our 1 year anniversary of our Heroes at Home program. Mm. And the Heroes at Home program is basically 45 minutes live stream classes via Zoom. We do it via Zoom because we want to be able to interact, to have face-to-face sort of conversations, to be able to see how our clients are doing. And we run classes 7 days a week. And over the year, we've had literally like more than 2,000 classes that we've run. And we have about almost 180 people who regularly join our classes on a daily basis. We run about 5 to 6 classes on our Heroes at Home program, and they are live, so they're not pre-recorded, they are live. And in a class, we have anywhere from about 12 to 30 people joining in every class.
Right. And Noel, tell us a little bit about, you know, the comparison between your virtual class fees to your in-person class fees as well.
To be honest, there's actually not a lot of difference. We have our members who have always had their ongoing memberships. For example, if they have a monthly membership which allows them 20 classes a month. Mm. They are free to choose whether they want to attend those classes in person at our studio or via live stream. And of course, we also have a live stream only membership. But the price of the live stream only membership and an in-person membership does not vary very much. Mm. Simply because if you ask me, actually running a live stream class it's a lot more work than running an in-person class. Just being able to project your energy, your charisma, looking out for people who are not there in front of you, it's very demanding on the coach who has to deliver these live stream classes. And to be honest, running a live stream class actually takes a lot more prep, making sure all the technology is working fine, showing up a lot earlier, getting the cameras running, making sure we have all our internet connections hardwired in. It's a lot of moving parts behind the scenes. So as for us, our virtual class fees and live stream class fees and in-person class fees actually do not differ very much.
See, all the things that are happening in the background that we may not have considered, right? So Noah, have your in-person class fees changed over this time?
At the moment, our in-person class fees has not changed because a lot of our members are not ready to come back to the gym. We are not at full capacity yet. We decided that we will increase the rates once we hit full capacity. And we have to. Mm. We have to increase rates because our entire business was built based on our programming, our structure, our pricing was based on having 16 people in a class. And right now, following the new government regulations and also us just going a little overboard with the safety regulations, just making sure that we don't just stay 6 feet apart, but we do like 8 to 9 feet apart. This has caused our classes to be about 40% capacity. So instead of 16 people in a class, we are now down to like 7 people per class, 6 people per class. And it's a matter of time before we have to raise the prices, but we have not yet because we haven't hit capacity. And we've been able to deliver a solid program online, which have our members happy, still being able to keep their workouts going. And our members who are ready to come back in person, we can keep their workouts going on. So we have not rushed into increasing prices yet.
Right. So can you give us a bit more, you know, insight into why you've decided to price your classes in this way?
I believe that when it comes to pricing for live stream classes, that there shouldn't be much of a difference when it comes to running an in-person class versus live stream. The amount of work that goes on behind the scenes is actually a lot more than running an in-person class. Making sure all the technology is working fine, just being able to come across and project your energy through the screen, it actually takes a lot more effort. Of course, an in-person class will cost more now with less people in the studio. But our live stream classes, we actually charge a nominal fee of anywhere from around 25 ringgit to 35, 45 ringgit per live stream class. Free is something that I just think that no one should do. Especially when it comes to fitness. And when the whole pandemic happened about a year ago, it was interesting to see how a lot of gyms, a lot of trainers actually went online to do free classes. Free. Yes, it's a great opportunity to get your name and program and services out there. But what happens when you give everyone something for free and then when you need to finally charge someone and say, okay, we've been giving you these classes for free all this while, and now we're going to charge you 35 ringgit per class, no one's going to pay for it. Mm. We've had various kinds of discounts. We've added tons of value. We have paid programs, intro offers, money-back guarantees. So we eliminate all the risk. Just because it's live stream doesn't mean there's no commitment. We want commitment from people as well. And fitness is one of those things where you got to get people to commit. When people pay, they pay attention.
Right. Yeah, that is true. That's a good point. Now, for me, it always comes down to communication, right? How do you tell, you know, your members, your customers that you want to increase or you want to decrease fees? I mean, decrease is always great, I guess. But how were these changes to your fees, you know, how and to your classes, how were they communicated to your customers?
We've always communicated with our members in a couple of channels. One is we have a very thriving Facebook group for our members. We have about 300 to 400 people in there. And we also communicate to our members via email. And during the pandemic, when the gyms were closed, we literally call every single person. We call them, we texted them, not to talk about price, but just to check in with them and just to see how they were doing. Our gym is a little different. We do not actually allow walk-ins. We don't allow free trials. We don't have people randomly dropping in for a class. Everyone in our program is a member. That means they are here to stay for at least a month. So we have a good way of being able to reach out to them and to communicate with them.
So, Noel, what was member feedback like for all these changes?
Member feedback for us has been truly amazing. We've had members who were actually not open to training online, but they told us that we're going to keep paying your monthly fee. Because we want to support you, we want to see you through. And when the gym reopens, they're going to come back. We knew that, hey, if you are going to support us and continue to pay us, even though we couldn't open the gym and have an in-person class, and if you didn't want to do a live stream class, we're going to make it up to you. So the past few months, we are right now in that stage where we're making it up to a lot of people. So our members are coming back. They've paid us for many, many, many months. And they have their credits and goodwill accumulated. And we've just been really, really blessed to have members who have been really supportive and happy to do our live stream classes. We've had some people who actually terminated their in-person membership because they found that doing a live stream membership is so much more convenient. You pay the same, but you don't have to endure traffic jams. You don't have to pay parking. You don't have to drive for 45 minutes. It actually is a huge convenience to a lot of people.
Right, right. Now, Noel, so is this hybrid business model, is this the way to go post-pandemic? Are you going to keep to this? Are you going to continue the hybrid business model after this?
We have decided to continue with this. And while the MCO has been on and off, we actually never stopped live streaming our classes. In fact, we've invested in a lot of tech and computers and cabling and high-speed internet connections because we see that it's a massive convenience to a lot of our members. We have clients who train with us from America, Indonesia, Bangladesh, Singapore, Australia, I think New Zealand as well. We have many members who train with us online now that would not be training with us if not for our live stream program. So our hybrid classes are here to stay. And if anything, we are actually improving our program. We are adding on more classes. We're looking to stream and to have a very solid live stream program. Our goal actually is to have a minimum of 300 to 400 people who are doing live stream alone. Right now, we are at about 200 people who are doing our live stream program. So we are getting there, but we are definitely investing a lot of time, effort, finance, resources, running our ads. Our marketing is actually very heavy towards our live stream program.
Right. Thank you for that, Noel. That was Noel Chalia, owner of Daily Muscle. Now, on the show today, we are asking you if you feel you should pay the same membership fees for online fitness classes. You've heard what it's like from the gym operator's point of view and, you know, the behind-the-scenes chaos in order to create these classes for you. So do you feel you should pay the same membership fees for online fitness classes? Why or why not? You have about 27 minutes to get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. WhatsApp at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, Christine and I will be going through some of your messages as well as that story about that data leak on Clubhouse. All that and more coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.